it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
It is Monday, and it's a beautiful Monday. It just looks so great outside. And here I am stuck in my studio. I'm going to have my husband set me up something that I can go outside and broadcast. It's just too pretty out there. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. With all the going on around us, you have to take advantage of the beauty, of the calm, of the good things that are going on and happening around us every minute of every day. Don't take anything for granted. Especially your investments. I'll explain that to you in a second. But while you're with me today, make sure you log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. What is the most important thing? Which is more important, actually? Is it the economy, health and safety, or is it protecting the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? Love to hear from you on that topic. I'll give you the answers to, or not the answers, but the results of Friday's poll question as well. Get that in a few minutes. But right now, I've got people thinking about money. And I know a lot of people have been thinking about money because whether you've lost your job, whether you've had to shutter your business because of all that is going on. Remember, this is not the first time that this has happened, and it's not going to be the last. It may be the worst right now, but you know what? We're going to see it again. So how do you protect yourself for the future? So joining us right now on the Monica J. Show, and very happily to bring this gentleman to you, it's Greg Hughes. Greg is the founder and CEO of Hughes Private Capital, a real estate investment company here in Reno. Greg, thanks for joining me today.
You bet. Good to be here with you, Monica. So we're going to talk about some good stuff today on a few investment stuff.
Yes, we are. And I want to know and share with the listeners why it's important to structure your investments on cash flow as compared to, well, we are a gambling state, but betting on appreciation.
Yeah. When you structure your investments on cash flow as compared to appreciation, you really end up having a lot more even-keel type of investment that can sustain things. And so probably one of the things we should do right off the bat is just kind of define what's the difference between cash flow and appreciation. And cash flow is something that you actually receive on your investments. And we're talking real estate all the time here. Is usually it's on a monthly basis. It's the amount of money that you get to put in your pocket, you know, after expenses and everything. Mm-hmm. Whereas appreciation is more the increase on the value of the property. But the problem with that is, your property can go way up in value, but it's not realized until you actually get to turn around and sell the property. And that's the only time you can do that. Yeah. And so, you know, you talk about gambling, right? We're a gambling state. But it's never fun to gamble with your investments. And that's why we think of appreciation as a gambling part of the scenario when you're out there, because it's all about the timing of your buy, you know. But more importantly, it's actually the timing of when you actually have to sell it, because that's the only time you get to realize that profit that's out there on the deal.
Well, and it does kind of depend on other people, too, because, you know, hey, that freeway was supposed to go through here, so I thought this land was going to be...
Absolutely, yeah.
You more
just
valuable.
Never know.
I thought that appreciation was going to go
gambling.
Up. Yeah,
exactly.
Talk about gambling. So
yeah, you just don't know. A lot of different things can happen along the way with that.
So how do you go about getting cash flow in real estate?
Well, usually it's they always say it's on the buy side, and it's the same thing when you're looking for cash flow. You got to not only buy at the right time, but you also have to buy the right type of properties. Now, the beautiful thing is when you're buying the right kind of properties that have good cash flow, the timing isn't nearly as important, you know, overall, because you can sustain those cash flowing properties for a long period of time, even if the economy goes down out there. And it's one of the challenges that we have here in the Reno-Sparks Tahoe area, is that it's almost impossible to go out there and to buy a single family home and then to rent it out and have positive cash flow, just because the homes have become so expensive as compared to what you're going to receive in the rent. And even though the rents have gone up, so have the value of the homes. And so it's just really tough to find a good property here in the Reno Tahoe area that can sustain it and have a positive cash flow. Because remember, the opposite of positive cash flow is a negative cash flow, and that's what you have a lot of times with properties. You actually have money going out the door as compared to coming into the door on the regular basis.
Well, yeah, especially when you never know what the renter is going to be like and what you're going to have to replace. And I talk to my friends who live out in Nebraska, and I'm like, you paid how much for your two-story house? Jeez. So the best way that you can help yourself in the future is get with Greg. Talk to Greg and his team. All you have to do is log on to HughesCapital.com or give him a call at 234-4001, and they'll help you sort this all out, because your investments, it's your future. Greg Hughes, founder and CEO of Hughes Private Capital, thank you so much for joining me today, and I'll talk to you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Monica.
Thanks, Greg. The future. Nobody has a crystal ball. We don't know what's going to happen, but shouldn't you be prepared for it? We have people handle this for us, and, you know, they talk about diversified. Well, this is a great way to diversify. There's only so much land out there. There's only so many, you know, places that you can build. Make sure you contact Greg. How are you doing? 884-9910. Honestly, how are you doing? I want to hear some positive stuff. Because we will get through this. We're going to make it through. We're going to come out better on the other side. And if anything, we're going to come out on the other side of this eyes wide open. Eyes wide open. Did you ever think for a minute that Nevada was going to be shut down over a virus? Over a virus that has a pretty simple cure. Drugs that have been, medication that's been around for what, 60, 70 years? A malaria drug? We have smart people in this country. We've got scientists. And we've got people that are working behind the scenes with their eyes and those little microscopes. But unfortunately, for everything they do, we've got not so smart people that are saying, oh, no, you can't just use that on people. You need to study this for 2 or 3 years, then you need to do a blind study, then we need to, you know what? Cancer treatments we've seen come and go, different therapies. Some people don't like to take drugs. Some people don't like the hand they're dealt and they'll do anything. Shouldn't it be your choice? Shouldn't personal choice be more than just killing babies? Shouldn't your right to choose actually be everything that surrounds you and not making the choice for others? Look at what Trump did. The right to try. A lot of people out there working on cures. a lot of cures out there that you haven't been told about. A lot of things out there that don't need cures. You just need better eating habits. We need to not be around so many toxins in our life, but that should be our choice. Even down to the restaurants. Why is it that we can't seem to take a knife, a fork, spoon, put it all in a little Ziploc baggie, wrap it in a paper towel, and stick it in our purse? Or stick it in your briefcase? Why does everything have to be plastic and disposable? Why can't we just reuse things and sterilize it? My friends make fun of me because I have a beautiful set of chopsticks from Japan that our Japanese friends sent my husband and I. Of course, I use his because he doesn't know how to use them. Of course, I lost his too, so. Little grippers in them. I carry them in my purse. They come in a little case so they don't get all gunked up in my purse touching things. When I go out for sushi with friends, they're like, why do you carry those? And it's like, really? I know where these have been. I know I have washed these. I'm the only one that handles these. We have created such a convenience for ourselves that we just sterilization, letting other people touch our stuff. And then, for the price of convenience, we just keep adding to it. Rather than going to the store and bringing my stuff home and making it myself, we're going to let somebody else fix it and we're going to go through a drive-thru. Now, rather than getting that drive-thru or that carry-out ourselves, which actually I love because I suck at cooking, so... I've got to have my specialty pastas and things. But now we ask a stranger to go get it. Somebody being paid minimum wage. Somebody doing God only knows what in their car. Do they have gloves on? Do they have a mask on? Why do we have cooks preparing our food that don't have face masks on? That are coughing, that are sneezing? It was that way before all this. Why did we find it acceptable then? But now we don't. It's the Monica Jay Show. Your live and local FM talk show at 884-9910. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
And every place else, 991FMTalk.com. You can stream the show live or you can check out the podcast. Make sure if you're looking for something, hiremenevada.com. If you're looking for a job or you're looking for employees, I don't see why the unemployment numbers are skyrocketing so high. There are jobs out there. Ilva's on the line at 884-9910. Hello.
Hello, Monica. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you beautifully.
Okay, I'm sitting out here enjoying the beautiful sunshine with a cup of coffee.
Isn't it great today? Getting some of that natural vitamin D.
Oh, you bet. Anyway, I just had a question. I have a question for you. And it is, you were saying there's plenty of jobs out there. And yes, I'm one of them who keeps applying. I'm also a massage therapist. So, of course, I'm out of work. But, you know I have to start getting another job to catch up on things. But how can I do that when I'm, you know, we're supposed to stay away from people. We're supposed to self-quarantine. And, you know, depending on what kind of a job it is that's available and I possibly could get, I'm going to be around people. So can you give me a little hint of, you know, what you think about that one?
I think it's just the government, the elected representatives who have their heads so far up that they can't see the light of day, that they are punishing people for being prosperous in whatever profession they choose. Ilva, as a massage therapist, you mm-hmm. wash your hands, you use disinfectants. I mean, the faces that, you know, you're scrubbing and cleaning, you're regulated by the health department that everything mm-hmm. you do has to be sterilized and clean. Yours is one of the safest environments out there. And yet, you're shut down. What does that even tell you?
Well, the thing is that you are in that room with that person for at least an hour, and you got your hands on them, and you are breathing the same air, whether you have a face mask or not. But you have that direct contact with your client is what you do. And you don't sterilize, you disinfect. There's two different
disinfect
things.
Disinfect, yes.
Yeah, exactly. But so, you know, you do have that direct contact with a client. And, you know, you don't know if they are positive, if you are positive, you know, for the coronavirus. So, and I don't want to get sick. I was really sick here in January, sicker than I've been since 1973. And, you know, so I just don't want to get it. But I understand what you're saying, too. And it's very divided thoughts about the whole thing.
It really
and
is.
I do agree with you, too. Yes, it is. But then you go and you think about yourself, especially if you, you know, have been ill, and I have an autoimmune disorder myself, mm-hmm. and I don't want to get sick. So what do we do? What do we do? Do we listen or do we go and do our own thing? I mean, we have to follow, you know, what we are being told as well, too. But, yeah, I do believe there's something much more behind this than we are let know. Oh, without a doubt, without a
Ilva,
doubt.
Ilva, for you, mm-hmm. you have to take care of yourself since you know you have an autoimmune deficiency. So mm-hmm. for you, what I would suggest is doing everything online and staying home. You mm-hmm. can find a job online. Yeah. You can do the job online. There's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. There's call centers. There's... you know, I mean, the list is there. You just now have mm-hmm. to go and find it. If you can't, right. then you have to accept the help. And that's what they're pretty much forcing you into. They're making mm-hmm. you decide, are you going to rely on the government for help? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to rely on yourself and find something?
Well, I rely on myself to find something. Absolutely.
Good for you.
You know, it could be... It can be easy to say, where I'm living at, I do not have a very good internet connection. So you have to be reliable on that too. So what do you do? I don't want to rely on the government, but what do I do? What choice do I have?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, not everybody are in my situation. I understand that, of course. But, you know, I'm limited.
But we have to look at everybody's situation. You know, we do have mm-hmm. to take this as we're all in this together. Then I would suggest also, you know, speaking with your doctor and saying, hey, what is do I have any options to take something that will keep me from getting sick? And then maybe a delivery job to where you don't have contact with the customers out there, but then there's your coworkers. Your coworkers mm-hmm. might have something.
That's
you know,
right.
So
it's exactly what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm.
Any way we go, we're almost set up to fail. But, you know,
yeah.
we just We just have to keep that positive attitude like you have, Ilva, and enjoy the sunshine, have our coffee, stay calm, know we're going to get past this. And you, because of what you have, you stay in contact with your doctor to make sure that there's something preventative you can do as well.
Well, there isn't anything. There isn't anything. So, you know, like I said, not everybody are in my situation. It's everybody are, you know, individual. Of course it is. And I would love to get a job, even if I could do that online. It would be, yes, absolutely. But, you know, you do the best you can with what you have. So there we go. I was just wanted to hear your opinion and your thoughts about that. You know, when you said that, go out and get a job, but then you are also going to be surrounded by people. I mean, in a lot of jobs, where are you going to be that, you know, staying away from people, you know, that distance?
Well, it's even in your own home. You know, I stay home. I stay home with the dogs, but I send my husband to the grocery store. So who's to say that my husband's not going to bring back something into the house from the grocery store?
Exactly.
Because I have a lung disorder as well. And so, you know, we take our chances and we have to look up and say, you know what? I'm happy to come home when you're happy to have me. So.
I have my animals that I'm so blessed and I have good people around me and I want to say thank you. But I really enjoy listening to you. I listen to you every single day. So thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You have a blessed day. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a quick Fox News update here. It's not that long, so I'm hoping Elizabeth stays on the line, but we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm glad that you're spending just a little bit of time with me today. I appreciate every minute that you give me. If you miss anything on the show, you can always check out the podcast at 991fmtalk.com. And while you're there, answer today's poll question. Which is more important, health and safety, the economy, protecting the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? There's also another button there if you'd like to add your own two cents. I always appreciate that. Most of them put a smile on my face and make me laugh. But what really puts a smile on my face is just hearing from you at 884-9910. So let's go to the phone lines and check in with Elizabeth, who held on for so long through the break. I appreciate it. But Elizabeth, you've got some advice from a doctor you know?
Well, I don't know him, and I just found out about him on your radio station on April the 1st, Dr. Shiva, Shiva. He's wonderful. He's running for senator in Massachusetts. He's got three PhDs from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and he knows all about health. I learned all about why we have autoimmune diseases and how to solve the problem, and your food is your medicine. Mm-hmm. Everybody that cares about their health and about this country, he needs to go to his site and listen to his videos that he has. Amazing.
Dr. Shiva?
Shiva. He's Indian. He ran against Elizabeth Warren, and he had a billboard. I have a friend that lives in Massachusetts. Pass this billboard all the time. I'm the real Indian. I love it.
So he's a doctor and he's got a sense of humor.
Well, I don't think he's a medical doctor, but he's educated in the medical profession in the West and the East. He comes from a family that did health in India. He's amazing. Everybody, if they give a hoot about their health, needs to listen to what he has to say. And,
you know,
it just drives me crazy that the government doesn't say, keep up your immune system, vitamin C, vitamin D3, and vitamin A, and eat right.
Mm-hmm. That's why I love Indian medicine, Ayurvedic medicine. That's where basically it all started, you know. So we have to look at other cultures, and the only thing that our culture has given us is processed food, and everything that you could possibly imagine comes in a bag already all cut up for you. So you know that preservatives have been put in there.
Well, not only that, they've taken all the minerals out of the salt. Mm-hmm. We need salt, but not the crap that's in processed foods and not the crap you buy in the grocery store. It just drives me insane. I watched a video last night on how he cooks lamb or whatever, and the spices that you use that counter all of these viruses and stuff. It's absolute. He's brilliant. He's brilliant.
Well, I think it's funny. I think it's funny, Elizabeth, that people start, you know, they go with trends. It's like nobody heard of turmeric unless you were into Ayurvedic medicine or, you know, cooking, stuff like that. And now it's all the craze. Everything has to have turmeric in it. And it's just people need to open up to the world around them and understand that there's more that's going on. So, Elizabeth, thank you so much for calling
in.
We're
being brainwashed that the only thing that'll save us is a vaccine 2 or 3 yep. years away. And they don't get it. They're not telling you that there's umpteen strands and they could make a vaccine and it probably wouldn't even touch the virus that you'd get. So you need to it's your business to take care of the body that God gave you. And it's your responsibility to learn about staying healthy.
Elizabeth, bless you. And thank you so much for that great message. Elizabeth said it all for me. That's it's called personal responsibility. If you're going to smoke, more than likely, you're going to get lung cancer. If you behave risky, you're probably going to get something down there. Our body is a temple. We need to worship it. My problem is I've been worshiping way too much and honoring it by giving it chocolate. So I'm going to come out of this thing just a whole lot wider than I went into. I want to ask you a question. Do you really believe that people are so stupid that they don't see what's going on? Are we that bad? I don't know if you heard it at the top of the hour or not, but Governor Northam, we've heard a lot about him this year. Why? Well, because, you know, he's basically the minion of Bloomberg, because Bloomberg puts so much money into his campaign and campaigns for Democrats around him to make sure that he had the votes that he would need to turn Virginia into its own little socialist state, communist state. So they've decided that you can vote 45 days ahead of the election. 45 days. People don't even start debating and campaigning seriously 45 days out. That's a month and a half. A month and a half. Do you really think that he's doing that for the people? Or is he doing that to access fraud? To go through those votes that are coming in and counting them and seeing what's going on. That's pretty scary. You should know by now that anytime something happens, whether it be a natural disaster, a man-made disaster, or a made-up disaster, there's going to be scammers. And it infuriates me that people just sit around trying to not make a difference in the world or in your community, but just try to figure out how they can scam it. A.G. Ford has had to put together a task force because we have diagnosis testing scams going on. We have treatment and cure scams going on. We have charity scams. We have overinflated prices. We have investment scams. We have cyber scams. We have app scams. Yeah, even the apps. Scammers are creating and manipulating mobile apps designed to track the spread of COVID-19 to insert malware. Insurance, workers' compensation, and Medicaid fraud. Economic impact payment, that stimulus check. Scammers can pretend to be government officials offering false economic payments in order to get your personal information. You're smarter than that. Come on. Do not fall for these scams. And is it even a scam that he has to put together a task force? Really? Shouldn't people just be doing their jobs to protect people from these scams? But I guess he has to make it look like he's doing something too. Don't be scammed. Don't be fooled. The numbers are out there. You can track them for yourself. I am so hungry right now. I need some good food. I need some healthy food. And I know I need some food prepared with love and the community. And that's why I turned to JP at Pinocchio's. Hey, JP, happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Monica. How are you? You doing good?
I am doing good, and I hope you're cooking something out on the grill and letting that smoke just waft through the community and get everybody hungry.
We're going to give you two deals today. We're going to give the bacon cheeseburger for those that want to bulk up, and then we're going to do the chicken saute that's lighter and more healthy for people like you that want to stay in shape. That's today for lunch. Tonight for dinner, we're going to do a chicken scallopini, and then we're going to do a spaghetti and meatballs and or sausage. Tonight, we're going to give you a bread pudding with any order of chicken scallopini. That's our day.
You always take such great care of us, JP. It sounds awesome. You can get to JP's order online at Facebook at Pinocchio's Bar and Grill. Or what's the number to call, JP?
You can call 775-826-5151. And remember, if you don't want your dessert added with your special tonight, you can always get a free roll of toilet paper.
Sounds even better. Thanks, JP.
Have a great day. Stay strong. You too. And stay healthy.
Stay strong and stay healthy. And that's what you have to do. Don't be like me eating all that chocolate sitting around. Nope. Grab those carrots. Grab those vegetables. Gosh, grab anything that gets puts good vitamins into your body. Because like Elizabeth said, you got to take care of that temple. Well, I'm kind of putting those words in there. It's the Monica J Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica J Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1, KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine.
And you know I love sharing mine. Share yours too, 884-9910, on your live and local FM talk show from 10 to noon every weekday here on Evans Broadcast. And we've got a coronavirus update for you right now, brought to you by Real Construction. Across the United States, more heavily in some states than others, We've got 573,138 coronavirus cases. If you look around the quad counties, of course, that would be Carson, Douglas, Lyon, Story. We've got 42 cases, zero deaths. 11 people have already recovered from it in our quad counties. Here in Washoe County, we have seen 12 deaths. If you look into those deaths, though, people with compromised systems, elderly, which we've been warning against, that, you know, if you have a compromised system, that's going to be harder for you. Right now, out of the total cases of 461, there's only 388 still active. 61 people have recovered, and a lot of people telling their stories of recovery. Let the pros, the real pros, handle your insurance-related reconstruction. Remember those insurance scams out there. Go to realconstructioncompany.com or call 359-0700. I want to quote just a dear person that I know. His name is Bruce Parks. And he participated in a protest yesterday. Actually went on to, you know, make it online, make it across the country. That there was a protest of a couple of dozen Northern Nevadans, and they spent their Easter Sunday by protesting Governor Sisolak's order banning church gatherings of more than 10 people. But he just keeps going back and forth on himself. Why would you ban church service if the church says, okay, we're going to have numerous services, we're going to have them spaced apart, and we're going to have people spaced apart? But no, he says, if you do this, we're just going to come down on you even harder. I think that's awfully suspicious. So Bruce said this, restricting the movements of sick people is quarantine. Restricting the movements of healthy people is called tyranny. And that's what we are seeing right now. This is America. We have rights, don't we? We've seen so many of those rights just stomped upon and just removed at the whim of a mayor, at the whim of a governor. Who decides what an essential business is and what is a non-essential business? I guess if you're non-essential, you just have to suck it up. How do you feel about that? Log on, 991fmtalk.com. Which is more important? Health and safety? The economy? Or protecting the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? Friday's poll question, do you think businesses should be allowed to reopen now? 13% said no. 13% said no. 12% said yes. 55% said hell yes. Just use precautions and open. 12% said case by case. I've asked you to watch it. I watched it last night. Bar Rescue. Or you can watch Restaurant Rescue if you find that more appetizing. Just watch one episode and you will see what I'm talking about when I say, we have just let things go. People don't care anymore. Restaurant owners, bar owners, not caring about your health and safety. Cross-contaminating things. Not cleaning things. Well, they're supposed to every night. Yeah. I'm supposed to do a lot of stuff I am supposed to do. Do I do it? No. But the things that I'm supposed to do that I don't do don't affect your health and well-being. We put our health and well-being in a lot of people's hands. And we trust that they are taking care of things. Remember that next time you send back a glass of water because it has lipstick still on the glass. I'll be with you tomorrow, 10 to noon, every weekday. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You want to shoot me an email? Something you want to talk about tomorrow? Or just give us a call, 884-9910, because that's also our text line. Are you looking for a job? Are you looking for employees? HireMeNevada.com. Mwah. Love you. It's the Monica J. Show. Here's Fox.